This is the age of the multidimensional self, the self who can move with awareness in many different realities, the self who can eventually bilocate and disappear, the self who can move into fourth dimensional consciousness, the perceiver, not the thinker. Intuition is the avenue that you are now being guided to cultivate to bring about a marriage of consciousness. It is the marriage of the male aspect, which is logical, with the female aspect, which is feeling. It involves bringing them together to become one. You will begin to discover aspects of yourself that exist non-physically, or parts of self that exist as beings working in space who are truly space creatures. The soul is going to wake up. It will know every aspect of itself, and every aspect of the soul's self will know all of itself at once. Have you ever thought that there are portions of yourself that are in the dark that don't know how to find the light except through you? They want the light as well. They want solutions and answers. What you may feel is not necessarily the intent of the dark force, but the emotional makeup of the dark force, the fear that vibrates out of lack of information. Portions of yourself that are uninformed are going to come to you to be informed. How do you inform them? You shed light, you share light, you say, I intend for all of my other selves to come along on this journey and for them to get light as well. A characteristic that members of the family of light have in common with one another is their participation in many versions of sentient or composite reality. Many of the forms that you have chosen to incarnate with would look very foreign and be very frightening to you. Yet this is how you have evolved your soul. You do not incarnate in only one species. You are travelers. As members of the family of light, you know the inside scoop. You come as ambassadors to make realities merge and become more informed within themselves so that everyone involved can release fear and become uninhibited. Part of your job is to meet these other selves, to merge with them, and to feel what this is like. As you grow and come to these higher realms of recognition, you will break through what feels like cement blocks, layers of yourself that have held you down. Think of the frequency that has limited the human experiment as a radio station. The human experiment has had one radio station on for 300,000 years. Same old tunes. The human experiment was unable to turn the dial and hear a different band, so the same frequency was broadcast. This created a quarantine, a sealing off of this planet. The creative cosmic rays sent by Prime Creator and the original planners pierce through this frequency shield. They bombard Earth. However, they must have someone to receive them. Without a receptacle, these creative cosmic rays would create chaos and confusion. You, as members of the family of light, come into this system to receive these rays of knowledge. You then disseminate the knowledge, the new lifestyle, and the new frequency to the rest of the population to alter the entire planet. As members of the family of light, you are here to anchor frequency and allow the mutation process to happen inside of your bodies so that you can make it available to the planet. You live this process, then you broadcast it to the planet. The ultimate tyranny in a society is not control by martial law. It is control by the psychological manipulation of consciousness through which reality is defined so that those who exist within it do not even realize that they are in prison. They do not even realize that there is something outside of where they exist. We represent what is outside of what you have been taught exists. It is where you sometimes venture and where we want you to dwell. It is outside of where society has told you you can live. You have been deprived of knowledge by frequency control. Frequency control limits the number of stations you can tune into. As members of the family of light, you must anchor new frequencies through static chaos and bring them into the physical realm. As you learn about your own personal history and discover patterns of ineffectual behavior that you must break and change, the planet pulses through its own patterns of behavior. You are about to repeat history as a planet in a most dramatic way. You have come to alter and remove the frequency of limitation and to bring in the frequency of information. When you are informed, you move beyond the need to be in fear. When you feel uninformed and out of control, you do not understand the bigger picture. Each of you came to awaken something inside yourself, inside the coding of your being, the DNA, and you are responding to it. This is why you are on a search in all directions of your life. As systems busters and potential keepers of frequency, you will obviously go into the areas where your specialties are most needed. Many of the beings who have incarnated as members of the Family of Light came to the United States because this is the land where you can make the most progress. This also happens to be a land where denial is pervasive. You believe that you live in the land of the free and the home of the brave, yet you live in the most controlled experimental society on the planet. The tyranny that has been set up here is rather interesting because it is a tyranny without walls. As a country and a collective consciousness, the United States still has not reached an awareness that something is not right. Because everyone is so frightened of giving up the system in the United States, they are going to be forced to give it up. The system is corrupt, it does not work, it does not honor life, and it does not honor Earth. Consciousness must change. This is part of the divine plan, and this opportunity and setup are not going to be missed. In the next few years, a connectedness and communal cooperation will begin to run through this country so that you will stop separating yourselves with respect to political ideology. That separation was designed. Much of the political maneuvering going on, particularly in the United States, is purposely designed to separate you. Look at the New Age. Do you see how the New Age is separated? All kinds of things are said to keep you from discovering what you have in common. When people discover this, they will begin to get angry. A new pride and a new sense of integrity will come about, because this is what is designed for the times. Modern technology is one of the biggest weapons of frequency control. You have been sold devices for entertainment and convenience, and they are all involved with frequency control. We recommend strongly that you get rid of your television sets. They are the primary tool used to manipulate your consciousness on a day-to-day basis. This experiment is so finely tuned that you respond subliminally to disease via the television. Television also promotes inactivity and a sedentary, obese life. Look around you. Wake up, humans. People who need to watch television are not tapping into the wealth of information within their minds and immediately accessible all around them. As a matter of fact, if you really want to evolve, do not read your newspapers, do not listen to the radio, and do not watch television. If you are able to be media-free for periods of time, and you disengage yourself from the frequency of chaos and anxiety and stress and hustle-bustle and temptations of all kinds that you don't need, you begin to get clear. You begin to listen to what is going on inside of yourself, and to live of the world and not necessarily be lost in it. You become clear. We cannot emphasize this enough. The educational system is another area where you are controlled. Most of what you are taught is malarkey. You work hard, take loans out, and pay money to learn something that is antiquated before you even set foot in the door, particularly in the realms of scientific, mathematical, psychological, and medical exploration. We are asking humans to come into full function as members of the family of light by imaging and energizing the pillar of light and pulling it inside the body. Command it. Make it your intention every day to operate with a cordon of light, for light frequency connects you and fills you with protection and information. Feel it move into the base of your spine, down your body, and into the earth, as well as coming out of your solar plexus area like a fountain and forming a golden shield of light around you. As you use the solar plexus area to determine what is going on, you will learn discernment through feeling. Since you are a frequency-controlled society, the ability of humanity to create technologies has been limited. In a less controlled society that has greater outreach or travel capabilities through space and greater interchange between systems, technological advances are quite astounding and uplifting. Many gifts and influences from outside this planet have been hushed up. Some information has, of course, been given to the planet in many different ways, and the resulting technologies have brought about great changes in lifestyle. One of the changes in lifestyle that occurred during this century was the introduction of movies. A whole new way of influencing thought was brought to the planet by the film industry. Just as there is a movie industry on this planet, there are those in space who have a holographic industry. They make holographic inserts, dramas that look just like they are real, and insert them through portals into your reality. Since these space beings have been around for hundreds of thousands of years, and humanity's frequencies have been controlled, it is quite easy to hoodwink human beings. Holographic inserts have energy fields and can be doused. Dowsing rods move differently in them because their energy fields are diverse and vibrate at an incredible rate. You can walk into them and participate in them. People may be part of them and swear they are real, but they are orchestrated events designed to influence the minds of humans. Holographic inserts are not done for information. They are done for control. They are simply an aspect of technology that exists. Humanity has been blind and hoodwinked over and over again because of the unevolved helixes that information could not plug into. The family of light has come to change all of that. You are here to carry a new frequency on the planet and hold it in your bodies so the rest of the planet can begin to vibrate at the same frequency. That frequency is going to create disruption of the structures based on two-stranded DNA on this planet. It cannot help it. It is time to evolve. Earth is ready to go through whatever is necessary for that evolution. Human beings must learn to read energies. They must learn to use more than the senses of their eyes, ears, nose, mouth, and so on to perceive reality. We have said that the eyes, ears, nose, mouth, and sense of touch are deceivers of reality. They lock reality in. Now you are going to need to rely on other forms of sensing to determine experience. One of the forms you have discounted is feeling. Feeling, your knowing, intuitive, psychic self, has been jammed by frequency control on this planet so that none of you have been able to find it. You are in charge of you, and it has been gifted and granted to you that you honor your light, your body, and your experience to the best of your ability. You, as members of the family of light, are intending to merge dimensions. Your task is to pull other dimensions into this reality, to have your nervous system handle the different molecular fluctuations, and to be able to make it okay. You are learning to perceive through your feeling centers and to teach others how to do all that you can do. You are the way showers. We have encouraged many of you to move out of the logical mind because the logical mind will come into conflict with this information. In the next number of years, your understanding and vibration with the frequencies coming to you will be like turning on your own radio. You will have a direct telepathic link with motherships broadcasting to you. There will come a time when you will never even think of going to a channeling session because you will have your own link up with information. The wealth of information that will come to you will be of great reassurance. It will be broadcast to fill you in on what is happening. As you become more trusting, you will be able to manifest before you a light entity who will come physically and begin to teach you. Channeling, or the process of bringing information through another being, will become completely archaic as each of you manifest your own literal being to teach you. In the meantime, we are here to teach you, to remind you of who you are, and to give you an idea of what you can draw to yourself. What we want more than anything else is to assist you, as members of the Family of Light, to succeed in liberating the humans. Focus on the dance of yourself. To what tune will you dance, and to what magic will you perform, and to what heights will you be willing to push consciousness to give it a new definition of possibilities? The bringers of the dawn are those who carry the rays of the sun and bring light and knowledge. They have an ancient organization, an ancient society, an ancient spiritual bonding that keeps them doing certain work within a certain star system. The members of this elite organization come to Earth at different times to do their work. This occurs when a cycle has been set and events are perfect for them to allow the energy from the high cosmos and the energy from Earth to merge within their own beings. The energies from the cosmos are always coming to Earth, and the energies from Earth are always lifting up towards the cosmos. Humanity creates the sacred bridge between Earth and sky, which some have called the Rainbow Bridge. The bringers of the dawn allow these energies to merge so that the dawn, or the light, is awakened within them. They then bring that dawn to civilizations. This is who you are. This is what you are doing. So are multitudes of others. You are the bringers of the dawn. You, the bringers of the dawn, also known as the Family of Light, agreed to go through the process of mutation to evolve yourselves into higher beings by intention and conscious agreement. Members of the Bringers of the Dawn, or Family of Light, work in teams. You don't go into systems alone. You need each other to do this work because you cannot hold the frequency by yourself. By going in as teams, you increase the odds of successfully carrying out the plan. You are like rays and light spirals of the central sun that are very intelligent, and you are guided by a great intelligence inside the central sun. The members of the Family of Light are much more than human. Characteristically, you are supreme achievers in the multidimensional realm. One applies for a position in the multidimensional realm as a member of the Family of Light. If you were to have a business card printed up for yourselves when you are in full memory of your identity, it would say something like, Renegade Member of Family of Light, Systems Buster, available for altering systems of consciousness within the free will universe, on call. You are renegades of light, and you decide to come back and stage another raid of consciousness, millions of you at this time. because you knew in working with Prime Creator's energy that there was a high probability that everyone would achieve a great richness of consciousness. As you begin to pull this light into your bodies and onto the planet, many people who like drama may be affected. They may be pierced by light and have a reaction, because the more light you bring, the faster it will spread. Light is definitely growing on the planet as you remember that you are the native species working closely with the original planners here to take back your world from the raiders. In order to survive in the times that are coming, it is imperative to move into the idea of thought manifestation or superconsciousness. There are those who are very aware that this movement of consciousness could begin to sweep the planet, and they are banking on it not occurring. It has already occurred. We have come back into your past to assure you of this. Thought comes first. Experience is always secondary. It is never the other way around, that you have the experience and then you base the thought around it. Always your experience is a direct reflection of what you are thinking. Clarity and recognition of your own power are the bottom line. Your thoughts form your world all of the time. Because you are bombarded with so many frequency control vibrations that attempt to keep you from being clear, you fluctuate. You must, as a species, make it your intention to stay very clear, to stay centered, and always to bring yourself into the moment. Stop living in the future or living in the past, and always live in your now. Say to yourself, "What do I want? I want to accelerate my personal evolution. I want spirit to assist me in a greater capacity. I want my body to regenerate itself. I want to emanate health. I am willing to give up difficulty so that I can be a living example of what humanity can be." It is this line of thinking, this commanding from your being and calling out what you want with clarity, that brings you everything in acceleration. Do not be afraid of what you create. Trust what you create. Trust that there is always something in it for you. Do not sweep your dramas under the rug as if they are old, dirty, horrible things and you never wish to see them again. Get finished with these dramas. Stop cycling in them and being lost in them. However, understand that the drama you have had with your mother, your brother, your sister, your lover, is something you may use 20 years later to come to a whole new realization. So let these life dramas be like a file for you. Finish them up, resolve them as best you can, create peace, accept your part in them, and then let them cycle back through your consciousness to teach you something. Those who are involved in dramas in which it looks like someone is a victim are usually so out of touch with their feelings that they do not connect how they feel with what they are thinking. Victims find victims. Victors find victors. You are a result of your thoughts. If there is nothing else you learn on this planet, you will learn that this is the rule in this reality and of many other realities. Your words are either empowering or disempowering. We want you to have the courage to live your light. So we want to emphasize to you and convince you in whatever way possible that your thoughts formulate your world. Eliminate the words should and trying from your vocabulary. Should implies that you are operating under someone else's sovereignty. We would like to remind you that you are sovereign unto yourself. If someone is trying to put out a newsletter or trying to change their patterns, they can try for the rest of their life. Trying is not doing. Whenever you use the word trying, you will not accomplish anything because trying is an excuse. I tried to do it. I tried. In your own life, use the words, I am creating, I am doing, I am manifesting, I am intending, and I am bringing about. Forget I am trying. State of mind is the name of the game here. We cannot emphasize that to you enough. How you feel about reality and how you program reality is how you are going to respond to it or how it is going to present itself to you. Remember, when you learn the rules of the game, that you are a result of thought and that this is a law within your universe, all you need do is think of how you want to be, and so you shall be. Once you figure this out, you can design your body, you can design your age, you can fix everything about yourself, because you will be self-motivated, self-empowered, and self-generated. It is time for all of you to redefine your own identities in a much greater sense. Events are transpiring in the cosmos that you and even many of your political leaders have no idea of. You must stop this foolishness about your definitions of gods, thinking that there are beings who come from the skies to this planet with special talents and abilities and that they are all spiritually connected. You are going to discover, as a species, some very disturbing ideas over the next number of years. We are preparing you by decree of the Family of Light so that you can understand and be informed about your own options. Reach out with your feeling center and feel the confusion that is spreading around this world about what is going on. This planet has operated on a very low frequency, a frequency based on survival and a frequency based on disempowerment. Your identity has been based on what you could gather outside of yourself. The 12 helixes will render irrelevant everything that has represented and surrounded the two helixes. All of the money saved and property owned, all of the security based on the first two helixes that provides you with identity, is completely irrelevant to the evolution of the planet. This planet is in desperate need of committed entities who are in search of the exalted self. The continuity we have been speaking of, that it will behoove you to bring into your lives, involves knowing from moment to moment inside your beings that you are committed to discovering this exaltation. This exaltation can be translated in words as a frequency or a wave of feeling or vibration. You all understand vibration in terms of light and sound. Vibrations are ongoing. They carry and transmit forms of intelligence. When you look to yourself and do not forget that you are on this path, and you continuously remind yourself that you are pulling light into your body and are seeking to raise the frequency of your physical being, defy the laws of humanity, and alter the frequency of the planet, you are producing a kind of continuity that can do more than all the books and tapes in the world. Wherever you are, use the pillar of light. We recommend that each of you visualize a pillar of light coming in through the top of your head, opening your crown, and filling your body with light. Picture this cosmic pillar of light coming from the higher cosmos, filling you, and then coming out your solar plexus and making a ball of light around your body so that you exist within a glowing etheric egg. When you love yourself and Earth, and you know that you are here to redefine, redesign, and break the boundaries of humanity, you broadcast this. You live your life committed to this. If you ask us how much time you need to devote to this, we will say, it is very simple, all of your time. You each came to this planet to do a task, and that task is at hand. It is now. The decade of change is upon you, and as you integrate and realize what this change means, it will alter each and every one of your lives. the change means giving up many things, coming apart from many things, and coming together with other things because you will trust. What does it mean to trust? It means to have such inner knowing that your thoughts create your world, to simply be quite certain, with divine nonchalance and inner knowing, that if you think of something, it is. It is this theme over and over again that we are attempting to present to you in every capacity and every means of expression, so that one of these days you will get it. Once you get it and begin to live it, you will begin to change your lives. You have purpose because all aspects of consciousness are connected to one another. None exist outside the system. They are all parts of the whole. The essence of the vehicle you occupy and the energy you generate are part of the developmental sequence that you can say has a purpose for your personal search in life. We speak to you as if you are not human, because to us, you are not. To us, you are members of the family of light, and we know your multidimensional selves. We speak to you about dealing with humans because it is your assignment to integrate with them, soothe them, and awaken a spark of light within them so that they are not all destroyed, and so that this place can house a new species and a new realm of activity. There is an order that you operate within that part of yourself cannot see. Sometimes when part of yourself is operating without vision or seeing, events occur to get you back on track. Be aware that in this new chaos of consciousness and confusion and shifting of uncertainty, there is a divine order. What can we say to convince you to take all of the boundaries down, to stop limiting what you believe can be yours? If there is anything we wish to achieve, it is to have each of you boundless and free, knowing that every thought you entertain somehow determines your experience. If we could get you to live 100% of the time according to what you want, we would feel that this has been a most successful year. We are going to ask each of you to make that commitment and to live a cleaner and more impeccable life. We ask you to accept responsibility in areas that you have not even thought of accepting responsibility. We want you each to act as if you know what's going on. Act as if you are divinely guided in every choice you make, and begin to believe that you are always at the right place at the right time. Say to yourself, I am in divine guidance. I am always at the right place at the right time. Everything I do is orchestrated for my higher growth, for my higher consciousness, and my higher evolution. Be living keepers of frequency. When light is brought into your body, it fires your light-encoded filaments and helps rebundle the DNA, creating a frequency change. Frequency is what you know. Frequency is your identity. When your own life rises to a position where you do not even recognize it as your life, you allow the energy of the non-physical realms to use you as a conduit, to merge the dimensions and liberate consciousness into a new way of perceiving. Even though there is death and destruction coming to your world, remember that death and destruction come in the autumn every year on this planet. The flowers and leaves on the trees are killed by the frost. Things wither and die. Perhaps someone who lives where it is always summer would be very disturbed when they saw autumn for the first time. They would think, goodness, the world is being destroyed here. All the beauty is being taken away. Understand that this is what is going on with Earth. It is a season when some things will die so that many new things can be born. It is all part of the divine plan. There is a plan to catapult and send energy into new experience. At this time, Earth and a number of other systems where you simultaneously exist are instrumental in the reemergence of emotion with the purpose of comprehending all identities compacted into one. The universes are discovering what they can do by coming together and interworking, just as you are discovering what you can become. There is no preconceived idea of what will happen. This is new territory. Emotion is the key to all of this. As human beings, you need emotion to connect you with your spiritual self. Emotion is essential to understanding spirituality because emotion generates feeling. The mental body and physical body are very linked, as are the emotional body and spiritual body. The spiritual body is, of course, the body that exists beyond physical limitation. You need emotions to comprehend the non-physical, which is why emotions have been so controlled upon this planet. Most human beings are afraid of their emotional or feeling center. They are afraid to feel. Trust your feelings, no matter what they are. When you are not afraid of feeling, and you move past judgment and allow yourself to feel all the ways you feel, you will have a tremendous breakthrough, because you will be able to ride feeling into other realities. Some of you are afraid to feel and participate in this reality, let alone ride into other realities, because you do not trust your feelings. If you wish to have an acceleration, dive into something that brings up feeling. Stop skirting the issue so that you can think you are in control. Dive in the middle of it, and then see if you are in control. You must learn to love your emotions. As long as you describe something as difficult, you are making it difficult. You are resisting and judging the changes coming about. You are feeling that you do not know what is going on, and you wish to be in control. You must be very selective about what you decide to control or not control. You, as members of the Family of Light, are having an awakening. You need your emotions. You must become friends with your emotions, because through feelings you can climb the ladder to the multidimensional self and the 12 chakra system and explore what you discover. Through feelings you can tell if something is going on or not. The logical mind will disinvolve itself when something is going on if the body is not plugged into feeling. Feeling registers frequency change. Logical mind does not register frequency change. Feeling is what connects you to your humanity. Feeling is what connects you to your emotions. Emotions connect you in this realm of existence to your spiritual body. What we are saying is that your emotions or feelings are the key to being alive in this reality. If you are feeling pain within your emotional body, ask yourself why you believe the pain is there, what purpose the pain serves, and why you are choosing to create pain through your emotions. Why is it not your choice to create joy? All is choice. We need to remind you of this. This beautiful earth is a treasure so profound and so magnanimous that it draws those from far in space to come cherish the beauty that is here. We want you to feel that beauty inside yourselves and let it pulsate within your own beings. As you allow this beauty to come into you, it will move you profoundly, and you will begin as a species to command that the beautification of Earth become the first priority for all. We want to seed this idea into you so that you awaken to your responsibility to Earth. We have awakened within you the responsibility to yourselves, and you are on the road to becoming the best that you can be. We congratulate you. Now, what are you going to do for Earth, and how are you going to do it? Communicate with Earth, listen to it, and let this beautiful planet teach you how to live in harmony. Earth is a sentient being, or collection of beings. The sentient beings that make up Earth come into this collective of consciousness out of love for the unity of this consciousness, and desire to experience being a home for consciousness. Earth understands that, in order to be a good mother to its children, it must let the children learn their own lessons. Your lessons are, of course, the lessons of responsibility. If you want something, there are certain ramifications and things you must do and responsibilities you must take on to accomplish your goal. Earth is teaching human beings responsibility by allowing you to create disruption upon its surface and into its interior. Earth is striving for its integrity. The planet feels at this time deprived of its integrity, dishonored and unloved. Earth loves you and gives you a place to operate. It is a living organism. Earth is about to reestablish its integrity and let you understand the importance of loving yourself by loving Earth. Love yourself and love Earth because they are one and the same. Earth is more resilient than you would imagine. It is here to feed you and sustain you. The animals are also here to work in cooperation with you. If everything is done with love, it has the force of the Creator behind it. Done with love, there would be no hurt and no harm. If you need a guide to make decisions about your behavior, ask yourself, am I operating with my highest integrity? Am I operating with love? Is love my intention for Earth, the animals, all the people I encounter, and all the things I do? When enough people create their own reality, consciously create it, you will create a new planet. There will literally be a splitting of worlds. This splitting will more than likely not occur for more than 20 years. In the meantime, Earth will more than likely be ravaged by war quite a few times. You will have some very puzzling and confusing space dramas take place with some space cousins who need to figure out quite publicly who they are.
This is the end of Side 2. Please go on to the second tape to play Side 3.